No. Modifying Tawbah. This is like a person who repents, then comes again and do the same sin. In this case, he nullified the Tawbah, and it is binding upon him to renew it. And the one who returns to his sin, he acquires the new sin, not the former one, because the former one has been lifted by his former Tawbah. The return of the old good deeds to the one who repents. Example. Someone has good deeds. Then he did bad ones, which consumed his former good deeds and nullified them. Then after that, he made a sincere, pure Tawbah. Then his old good deeds returned to him, because the bad between the two acts of obedience has been lifted by his sincere Tawbah, as if they don't exist, and the two obediences now converge. The return of the one who repents to his former good state before sinning. A person may have a good rank and good condition with Allah. This may be removed because of a sin he may have committed. Then afterwards he repents. Would he return to the same good old condition or not? Or to a lower rank, or to a better one? The answer, some of the people who repent return to their similar old state, and some return to a better one, and some return to even lower one. So after repentance, if he comes better than before the sin, and more careful and more humble and more in awe, then he will return to a higher degree. And if before committing the sin he was best in these matters and did not return to them after his Tawbah, then in this case his case diminishes. And if his situation before and after is the same, then he returns to his rank. All of these things had been preponderated by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And now we move to mistakes of people regarding Tawbah. Mistakes of people regarding Tawbah. There are some mistakes. There are some mistakes we should be careful about, all the believers. First, postponing Tawbah. Postponing Tawbah. The believer must hasten to repent, and repent from his postponement of repentance. The believer must repent, and repent from his postponement or delay of his Tawbah. Second problem, heedlessness about sins person does not know of. because there are hidden sins. And there are ones which the person does not know that these are sins. And nothing can save the person from all of this except a general tawbah. From that which he knows and from that which he is not aware of. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, الشرك في هذه الأمة أخفى من دبيب النمل. The shirk in this ummah is more hidden than the footsteps of the ant. Abu Bakr asked the Prophet ﷺ when he heard this, and he said, فكيف الخلاص منه يا رسول الله? How do we recruit ourselves from this and save ourselves from this shirk? He said, the Prophet ﷺ said, أن تقول, that you say the following dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, O Allah, I seek refuge in you. An ushrika bika wa ana a'lam, I seek refuge in you that I commit shirk while knowing. Wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam, and I seek forgiveness from you for that which I know not of. So this is seeking forgiveness from that which the slave knows that it is a sin, and from that which he doesn't. And the third mistake or third error is that people abandon tawbah fearing they will return to the sin. Some people abandon tawbah fearing that they will return to the sin. This is wrong. And there are, number four, people abandon tawbah fearing from the comments of people, or feeling that they may drop into a lower rank, quote unquote, or they lose their prestige and fame, quote unquote. And from the mistakes is exceeding the limits in sin, depending on the vast mercy of Allah. Exceeding the limits. Not caring much. Saying Allah is most merciful. Some also, number six, some feel secure because of the respite that Allah gives for the sinners. Some feeling secure because of the respite. And the seventh mistake with some people is despairing from the mercy of Allah. Despairing from the mercy of Allah. So this concludes the first impediment, the first cause that neutralize the threat of punishment due to sin. And this was the tawbah. Then Shaykh al-Islam moved ahead and said, وَالثَّانِي, and the second impediment, and the second cause is الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَوْبَةِ. Istighfar, seeking forgiveness without repenting. Seeking forgiveness without repenting. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may, underline the word may. Because Allah may forgive him by answering his invocation, even though he may not repent. Even though he may not repent. So this is the second type, seeking forgiveness without repentance. The seeking of forgiveness forgiveness is al-istighfar. Istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, in chapter 8, verse 33, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah would not punish them while they are amongst them, nor will He punish them while they seek, forgiveness. And forgiveness, seeking forgiveness, is to seek that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the person from punishment. So, when He said, istighfar without repenting, it means that the person making the istighfar, he makes it while insisting on the sin. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ يَغْفِرْ لَهُ, Allah may forgive him in response to his invocation, even though he may not repent. So in this way, the punishment entailed by sin may be lifted, although this person may be insisting in his heart on the sin. Because istighfar is just like the other dua. It is a dua. It is a form of dua. A form of invocation. وَالدُّعَاءُ قَدْ يُجَابُ إِذَا تَوَافَرَتْ أَسْبَابُهُ. And the dua may be answered when its conditions are met. وَقَدْ لَا يُجَابُ. And it may not also be answered. So now we know the istighfar therefore is an independent impediment. And similarly the tawbah is an independent one. And the evidences on this are many. The evidences for this are many. And from them is the hadith reported by At-Tirmidhi from the way of Anas ibn Malik. May Allah be pleased with him. Who said that I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, يَبْنَ آدَمْ, O son of Adam, إِنَّكَ مَا دَعَوْتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. O son of Adam, as long as you call upon me and ask me, I shall forgive you for what you have done and I shall not mind. يَبْنَ آدَمْ لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, ثم استغفرتني, and were you then to ask forgiveness of me, غفرت لك, I would forgive you. يا ابن آدم, O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and were you then to face me, ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as it. At-Tirmidhi reported this hadith, rahimahullah, and he said, hadithun hasanun sahih. It's a good and sound hadith. الإمام بن رجب رحمه الله said, ومجرد قول القائل اللهم اغفر لي طلب منه للمغفرة. The mere utterance of the person sinning, اللهم اغفر لي, or Allah forgive me, is asking forgiveness. And this is an invocation. And the ruling on it is just like the rest of dua. If Allah wish, He may respond and forgive the sinner. Especially if it comes from someone whose heart is broken because of his sin, or it meets one of the times of response where Allah responds, like in the early or late night times and after the prayer times. The end of Ibn Rajab's comment, rahimahullah. And Shaykh al-Islam himself, when he spoke about the impediments, the 10 impediments, he said the second one, al-istighfar, the seeking of forgiveness, as reported, and then he cited the following hadith in as-sahihain, in Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدٌ ذَنْبًا فَقَالَ أَيْ رَبْ. A slave committed any sin, he said, Oh my Lord, أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا فَغْفِرْ لِي. I committed a sin, so forgive me. فَقَالَ, so Allah says, عَلِمَ عَبْدِي, my slave knew, أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبِ, that he has a Lord who forgives sins, وَيَأْخُذُ بِهِ, and he takes by it as well. قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي, I forgive my slave. ثُمَّ أَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا آخَرٌ, then he commits another one, and he said the same, أي رب, oh my Lord, أذنبتُ ذنبًا آخر, I committed another one, فَغْفِرْهُ لِي, forgive me. Allah says the same, عَلِمَ عَبْدِي, my slave knew, that he has a Lord who forgives and takes the sin, and takes by sins. قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي, I forgave my sin. فَلْيَفْعَلْ مَا شَاءَ, let him do what he wants. He said this in the third and in the fourth time. And in Sahih Muslim, then Shaykh al-Islam cited the following hadith in Sahih Muslim, لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا, if you will not to commit sin, لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ, Allah will take you away, وَلَجَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ, and he will bring others who sin, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, then they seek forgiveness, فَيُغْفَرُ لَهُمْ, and they will be forgiven. This is a manifestation for Allah's names and attributes. And this is a matter which we will talk about independently, inshallah, on a second occasion. And that is the wisdom behind sending Adam to earth. That will be another subject, inshallah. Then Shaykh al-Islam added, فَإِذَا اجْتَمَعَتِ التَّوْبَةُ وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ فَهُوَ الْكَمَالِ, if tawbah and istighfar are combined, come together, then this is the perfection. This is the perfect state. And this is the perfect state. So, if the slave repents and abandons the sins in his heart and on his limbs and seek forgiveness from his Lord by his tongue without insisting on the sins, this is the perfect action, and this is the perfection by which the person attains the utmost of happiness and success and the closeness to Allah the Most High. From this we know now, from the words of Shaykh al-Islam, we know that the tawbah and istighfar are not entirely linked. Are not entirely linked, covering all occasions or stations or conditions, because one of them may exist without the other. Similarly, there are differences between them, which makes each distinct from the other. And now, therefore, what is the difference between at-tawbah and istighfar? What is the difference between at-tawbah, repentance, and istighfar, seeking forgiveness? They differ in the meaning, which we discussed earlier. Istighfar meaning seeking forgiveness, and it's a dua. Tawbah is determination, regret, sorrow, not to return, all that which we discussed earlier. Second, istighfar could take place while insisting on the sin. While repentance, there must be abandonment, cease and ترك الإصرار, relinquishing insistence on the sin. Third, repentance is accepted and wipes sins and may change the sins into good ones if the tawbah is pure. Istighfar is just dua, like the other du'as, like all other invocation. It may be accepted and it may not. Listen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself in Surah Ghafir 43. Ghafir al-dhanbi wa qabil al-tawb. Ghafir al-dhanbi wa qabil al-tawb. The forgiver of sin, the acceptor of repentance. The forgiver of sin, the acceptor of repentance. The fourth difference. A person may ask forgiveness for himself and for others from the Muslims. However, tawbah is to be carried only by the one who wants it. No one is to repent for another. No one is to repent for another. While with istighfar, a person may ask forgiveness for himself and for others, as in the case of Nuh alayhi salam. Take an example in Surah Nuh. Nuh 28. In Surah Nuh 28, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَةِ. O Allah, forgive me and my parents. وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ, and him who enters my home as a believer, and all the believing men and women. This is istighfar. The fifth difference. The command of Allah to the believers is that they seek forgiveness for their sins. And there is no command as such with respect to repentance. Take the case in Surah Muhammad 47:19. 47:19. So know that La ilaha illallah and ask forgiveness for your sins and also for the believing men and believing women. A command. The sixth difference. The Muslim receives reward if he seeks forgiveness for the believing men and women. And listen to this carefully. This is something which many of us don't know. That when the Muslim seeks forgiveness for the believing men and women, then he will receive a good deed for every believing man and woman. If he seeks forgiveness for them, he will receive reward for every believing man and woman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من استغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات كتب الله له بكل مؤمن ومؤمنة حسنة. Whoever seeks forgiveness for the believing men and women, Allah will record for him, for every believer and every believing man and believing woman, a good deed in his credit. And this hadith is reported by Al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawa'id, and he said, إِسْنَادُهُ جَيِّدْ. Its narration is good, it's a chain, And Sheikh Al-Albani declared it Hassan. And Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah declared it as good hadith. This is with forgiveness, but with tawbah, no. Nothing of the like. Because there is no one to repent for another. It's not permitted for someone to repent for another. The seventh difference. The angels يستغفرون للذين آمنوا, seek forgiveness for the believers. The angels عليهم السلام يستغفرون للذين آمنوا, seek forgiveness for the believers. ولم يأتي, there is no evidence أنهم يتوبون عنهم, that they repent on their behalf, because of what we said earlier, no one repents on the behalf of another. قال الله تعالى about the angels forgiveness, seeking forgiveness in Surah Ghafir 47, الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم. Those angels who bear the throne of Allah and those who around it glorify the praises of their Lord and believe in Him and ask forgiveness for those who believe, saying, Rabbana, our Lord, you comprehend all things in mercy and knowledge, so forgive those who repent and follow your way and save them from the torment of the blazing fire. None of that is done with respect to repentance from the side of the angels for anyone. The eighth difference. Tawbah, time for tawbah ends when the person examines death. He cannot repent. He cannot repent then. As to forgiveness, a person in the course of death, or even after death, or alive, he may receive forgiveness. He may receive forgiveness. Someone asking Allah for his forgiveness. Because remember, forgiveness is dua. The ninth difference. The times of forgiveness are general and restricted. The times of difference, the times for istighfar are general and restricted. General, any time a person seeks forgiveness, any time. There are restricted times also, like in the sitting positions between the prostrations in Salah. When the believer says, Rabbi ighfir li, O Allah, forgive me. And as well as the istighfar after taslim, in Salah. And like istighfar, the late night hours, like the istighfar after coming down from Arafat in Hajj, in the pilgrimage. As to the tawbah, it is allowable at all times, and it's not permitted even to delay. It is permitted at all times, except when the person examines death, or the son, rises from the west. 11th difference. Or it's the tenth difference, rather. Tenth difference, I'm sorry. When independently mentioned, then each comprises the other. When independently mentioned, then each comprises the other. Meaning, if you mention istighfar independently, in any context, then that includes tawbah. And if tawbah is mentioned independently, it includes istighfar. So each enters the other when they are mentioned independently. The 11th difference. If they are mentioned together, they diverge. If they are mentioned together, they diverge. Like, the example is in Surah Hud. Take an example in Surah Hud, 11:3. قال الله تعالى وأن استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه. Both are mentioned now. وأن استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه. And commanding you, seek forgiveness of your Lord and turn to Him in repentance. In this case, the istighfar, seeking forgiveness, is to seek protection of an evil that passed. And the repentance means return and seeking protection of evil feared in the future. The 12th difference. When they are mentioned together, istighfar denotes seeking forgiveness by the tongue, while repentance denotes ceasing to do the sin in the heart as well as on the limbs. Abandonment of sin in the heart and on the limbs. The 13th difference, istighfar comes by way of seeking, talab, requesting. Like you say, Rabbi ighfirli, O my Lord, forgive me. And a tawbah is request, determination, regret, acting, and abandoning. While tawbah is request, determination, regret, acting, and abandonment. From the difference number 14. Tawbah may entail fulfilling the rights of others and relieving oneself of injustice done to others. Istighfar is just dua, like other dua. A person does it for himself and for others, or for others. And this is the difference. 16 or 15. التوبة تكون من الله وتكون من العبد. Repentance could be from Allah and from the slave. Repentance could be from Allah and from the slave. Allah is the oft repenting, and the slave repents. If the repentance is from Allah, then it will be mentioned, or it will be followed by the article ala. If the repentance is from Allah, it will be followed in the statement by the article ala, upon, by the article ala, upon. And if it is from the slave, the statement will be mentioned, the repentance will be mentioned, followed by the article ila. Followed by the article to, ila. Example, on the first one, when it's from Allah. 17, or 4, chapter 4, verse 17. قال الله تعالى فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah accepts only the repentance of those who do evil in accordance and repent soon afterwards. Okay. And Allah accepts only the repentance of those. This is the meaning of tawbah of Allah. Alayhim. Accepts the repentance of those who do evil. So this is the repentance of Allah upon them. The second is in An-Nur 24, 31. From the slave. قال الله تعالى وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَى وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And all of you beg Allah to forgive you. And the translation of the meaning could be better. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. And turn to Allah in the sentence. All of you. As to the istighfar, it doesn't come in these structures. Rather, it is said, Allah, inna Allah ghafir. Allah is the one who forgives. Wal abd mustaghfir. And the slave is the one mustaghfir who requests this. It doesn't go with ala or ila. طيب. The 14, 15, 16. Tawbah must be or must come with intention. It must come with intention. With istighfar, it may be offered to someone without intending it himself, even without his knowledge. Some person says, may Allah forgive such and such. And this such and such does not know. And he didn't intend to request forgiveness. From the difference, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with the repentance of the repenting ones. As came in the hadith earlier. And there is no mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with the istighfar, with the seeking of forgiveness, even the other acts of worship as well, except with the mentioning of tawbah. And this does not mean at all that these acts of worship are not beloved to Allah. No. Al-Maqsood, what is to be pointed out here is, أَنَّ الْفَرَحَ خَاصٌ بِالتَّوْبَةِ, that the pleasure is specific to tawbah. When it came mentioned. The 18th difference. At-tawbah tuqbal, tawbah is accepted. Rather, it is sought from everyone, believer or non-believer, wicked or righteous. As to the istighfar, it is not acceptable or accepted except from the believer. And for the believers. So it's not acceptable or accepted from the kafir. And it is not permitted to ask forgiveness for the kafir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 8, استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم، إن تستغفر لهم 70 مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم، ذلك بأنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله، والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. سورة التوبة verse 80. استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم، إن تستغفر لهم 70 مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم. whether you ask forgiveness for them, the hypocrites, or ask not forgiveness for them, and even if you ask 70 times for their forgiveness, Allah will not forgive them because they have disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and Allah guides not those people who are fasiqeen, rebellion and disobedience to Allah. Also the same chapter 9:113. قال الله تعالى ما كان للنبي والذين آمنوا أن يستغفروا للمشركين ولو كانوا أولي قربى. It is not proper for the prophet and those who believe to ask Allah's forgiveness for the mushriks, even though they be of kin, after it has become clear to them that they are the dwellers of the fire of hell because they died in a state of disbelief. Tawbah could be from unlawful deed or disliked. This is number 19. Tawbah could be from unlawful deed or disliked one, or abandonment of an obligatory or recommended action. 19. Tawbah could be from unlawful or disliked deed, or abandonment of obligatory or abandonment of recommended actions. As to the istighfar, it could cover all of that, and it may also cover none of that. Listen to this. It may cover all of that, covered by tawbah, or it may not cover any of that. In fact, a person may make istighfar just like a remembrance. He make it like a remembrance, kadhikr, hoping for higher rank and good deeds. So these are some of the differences between the tawbah and istighfar. We stop here, inshallah ta'ala, and tomorrow, inshallah, we will mention what are the best statements and dua for istighfar, and what are the merits of istighfar, while we continue the discussion of Shaykh al-Islam's Ibn Taymiyyah's the concise admonition. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So this will be the concise admonition, talk number 4, repentance and forgiveness.